During the rumour file, a caller called PSO's helper told of a toddler who fell down a gap in the platform at a suburban train station. I think it was late Friday night, and a PSO member who was instrumental in rescuing them. Daniel's called in. He's a fiery. Daniel, good morning to you.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Good. You attended this call out.
Yeah, that's correct. On Friday night, Heatherdale train station, a little child got stuck between a car park and a rampway, just a small 300mm gap, dropped down about 2 metres, and would have been pretty frightening for mum and child. When we got there, we realised the child was stuck. It was a normal fire truck and a rescue truck attended with the ambulance, and PSOs were already on scene. We were starting to cut through a bit of wire mesh to gain access to the child, and a PSO found a tiny little hole down the end of a platform and scrambled through there, picked up the child and came out, and well done to him.
Good work.
Was the child in any danger of a train approaching?
No, not at all. The child was 4 to 5 metres away from the train tracks. We were actually working on the train tracks to gain access. That's why the trains were stopped. Part of our standard operating procedures. When we're near a train track, we ask them to stop.
Daniel, just to back up the truck up and just to assist someone like me who does not have any part of a real man about them, is a 300mm gap the width of a match or the MCG?
Slightly in between. Somewhere in between there.
Is that... Is 300mm...
About a child's head. Roughly a child's head.
Right. Is that okay? 300mm. I love it when people say things like that. It just makes them so impressive. Daniel, you're a ripper. Thanks for confirming.
No worries.
And Daniel wanted to say what a great job the PSO member did. Yeah. Does 300mm mean anything to you?
No, it doesn't. I wonder how many inches it is.
I'm going to say, is 300mm 30 centimetres? That is a ruler. Right?